The day after hostilities ceased, we were pulled off the Mercy and sent back to Canada, which we were all very upset about because, of course, we would have liked to have stayed a little bit longer, especially when it started sailing back to the home ports in San Francisco.
Okay.
So we would have loved to have done the trip back with them.
Right.
But unfortunately, it was not to be.
That's too bad. It was a bit of a disappointment.
It was very much of a disappointment, yeah.
Since you did serve for so long in the Canadian Forces, did you notice a lot of changes happening over time?
Yes.
Yeah.
As I said, when I first joined, we were called Nursing Sisters.
Right.
And when I left, we were called Nursing Officers.
Okay.
When I first joined, we went off on a six-week course to Borden, a nursing officer's basic course, and let me tell you, it was very basic. It prepared you more for your duties as a nurse than prepared you for your duties as a military officer.
Okay.
We never, you know, like, I mean, we had a ha-ha, learned how to march, which was not really, I mean, we sort of heard the commands, but, you know. And nowadays, what happens is that as soon as you enter, well, it used to be you were sent off to Chilliwack.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not sure where they're sent now, for the basic officer's course.
Okay.
And that's everybody. I mean, your logistics, your doctors, your nurses. Everybody is sent on that course nowadays, so that you all start off knowing equal amount about the military.
Right.
And then after that, you have sort of a basic medical course.
Right.
Sort of, because of course the forms are different, this sort of thing. But that was, when I joined, that was sort of more important.
Okay.
And our lieutenant colonel at that time said, you know, was the one, you know, our nurses are ladies, they are not officers.
Right.
So, and when I joined, because of that attitude, our uniforms, we were all dressed in green like everybody else.
Okay.
But as females, we had only had skirts as part of our uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was in, well, it was about 1976 before they finally brought in slacks for the females. And that, and the reason for that is because the majority of female officers at that time were nurses.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you do have, you know, like physiotherapists, some logistics, dietitians at that time, but the majority of female officers were nurses, and they influenced what female wore.
Right.
And it was, as I said, it was only till what, 76 when we finally got a pantsuit and started generating towards becoming a military officer versus a nurse.
Right. Would you say that was due to internal pressure or just the natural evolution?
I think it was, well, in a way it was internal, not really, and pressure in a way, in that a lot of the nurses that were our senior nurses at that point, are like the majors and the lieutenant colonel, had been either in the, at the tag end of the Second World War or in the Korean War in that time era.
Okay.
And it was like, we had, this is what we did when we, you know, were in, so this is, and we're going to continue this. And it was only as sort of maybe about, I suppose, what, maybe 2 or 3 years before I joined and my era, that we started, once they started being promoted, that things started changing.
Okay.
As we started catching up.
Right. And did you find that the composition of the nursing staff changed over time? There was a different male-to-female ratio? You were saying that most of the nursing staff were women at the beginning?
Not really.
Okay.
Unfortunately, even in civilian hospitals, you'll find there are not a lot of male nurses. I mean, they're out there. But what tends to happen also, the male nurses tend to, they may work for a while on the wards, but then they tend to get into specialty training, like or into administration.
Okay.
So that they are not the active ones at the bedside for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And in the military, it was, I suppose they were discriminated against in some ways, in that, you know, it's like anything else,
yeah.
You know. Though one of the male nurse that was on my basic course, he was the first and only male promoted to major in our branch at that point. Since then, once I got out, I sort of kept in touch for a few years, but I have no idea what's going on now, and whether they've got male majors or not.
Right.
I do know that they've got it's a lieutenant, it's a colonel now, and then there's two lieutenant colonels, and I think there's still only about 13 majors, and the rest have been captain lieutenants.
Right.
But the thing is, the nurses now are more our military officers, so that they're able to fit in. They can go almost anywhere and act as and take over almost any other job, administration-wise.
Right.
While as a nurse, when I first joined, we were not given the necessary training that we would have. We would have had to fumble our way through it very much.
Right.
So,
did you find that patients responded differently to female nurses than they did male nurses? The few that were there.
I think. Well, you see, when I first joined, we also wore the veil. That was part of our working uniform as a nurse. As you know, you had your whites and you wore the veil. So as a result, everybody called you sister. And there was a difference in that, you know, when a male nurse came in, of course he didn't wear the veil.
Right.
And we had a lot of vets that we took care of.
Right.
And of course they weren't quite sure how to react to this male person.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the, you know, when they would have been fighting him and most of their exposure, say even in a civilian hospital, if it was a male, it was a doctor.
Right.
Now all of a sudden this male is a nurse, they found it difficult.
Yeah. Were there any female doctors at the time?
Yes, we did have some,
Were they respected as much as the male doctors were, or was there a bit of a difference?
They were respected,
yes.
Some of them were actually feared, too. And that was just because of their personality.
Okay. So it wasn't so much of a gender deal, it was just a personality issue?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the male nurses, female doctors ever have reason to interact with each other? Were they working in the same hospitals?
It's like a civilian hospital. Some of the nurses ended up being married to the doctors.
Right. Okay.
Just
wondering how that would have gone over a female doctor talking to a male nurse?
No problem.
Okay.
The thing is, how do I put this? I suppose in many ways, in the medical corps, are the rank structures, especially in the nurse-doctor area, became a little blurry because you work closely with each other. It's a very small group.
Right.
You call each other by your a lot of times by your first name, no matter what the rank was.
Right.
for instance, like working in the operating room, our anesthetists were, you know, majors up to colonels, mm-hmm. and yet you still call them by their first name. Okay. And they always say, you know, okay, Kathy, can you come over and do, you know, it's not like Captain Poon, could you?
Right.
Yeah. So it was, you know, in that aspect, so that if one was married, mm-hmm. A nurse was married to a doctor or vice versa, mm-hmm. it really didn't make a lot of difference.
I think that's almost it. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that you don't think I've covered?
I can't think of anything. Okay. I'm most probably think of all sorts later on that I should have said, but no, we've covered, you know, a lot of it.
Okay. Do you have any documents or anything from your nursing days that you might like to donate in future to Special Collections?
Not at this time. I think I've got some, I suppose it's almost like a yearbook from the Mercy. Mm-hmm. It just shows various activities and it shows everybody that was there. I've got a few other things like that I might at a future date.
Okay.
But right now it's still sort of, I like to have them on hand. So, yeah.
Of course. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.